Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, imagine how awful it would be if one of your children said to you, Mom or Dad, I'm left-wing. I mean, imagine how earth-shattering it would be. Not least because being left-wing in the current world is associated with making maladaptive choices, such as deliberately resigning from the gene pool, and indeed deliberately doing everything to subvert the good of your own group. So wouldn't it be terrible to discover that your child was left-wing? How can you avoid this happening? How can you raise a child to be based rather than to be left-wing? This is what I want to look at in this video today. But before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube and click that like button and leave a comment? It really helps if you do that. And if you subscribe on my Substack, that's thejollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most based videos, stuff I daren't put here, in-person interviews, movies, all kinds of stuff, and where, if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of as little as a pint of beer a month. But please, please, please do subscribe. Now, Plato basically said that you should raise children in a reasonably strict way. And if you don't raise children in a reasonably strict way, then they will end up meandering around, living for pleasure, having no discipline, having no order, and ultimately they will be the kind of people that will just sort of let the enemy into the city gates. He argued in favour of strict parenting. In The Authoritarian Personality by Adorno, they argue quite the opposite. They argue in favour of lax parenting, and they argue that if you have any kind of strict parenting, it will send the child mad and make them crazy. This is empirically untrue, so what I want to look at today is what is the kind of parenting that is likely to lead to being conservative, to being right-wing, to being stable, to looking out for the interests of your family, the interests of your group, and all of those adaptive things. And the answer is basically reasonably strict parenting. Now, first of all, it should be remembered that the key predictor of being left-wing, as I look at it in my book Woke Eugenics, is neuroticism, that you feel negative feelings strongly, and in particular certain kinds of negative feelings, feelings such as resentment, feelings such as anxiety, feelings such as generalised fear and paranoia. You feel negative feelings strongly. Because of this, you are resentful of all that has power, and so therefore you want to tear it down. You want to gain individual power for you yourself rather than power over your group, because being paranoid, you're paranoid of everybody, so you don't particularly want to make bonds with them. You want power for you as an individual. You're not interested in the power of your group. And often as well, you deal with all of your negative feelings by creating a sort of false self, a narcissistic false self, where you're morally perfect and you're better than other people. And in a left-wing society, you will gain narcissistic supply by being left-wing. So this is why neuroticism, feeling negative feelings strongly in contemporary societies, is associated with being left-wing. So what you don't want, if you want to have a right-wing child, what you don't want is a neurotic child, a mentally unstable child. Now, there is a strong degree to which your political orientation is a genetic. And part of the reason for that is that there is a strong heritability simply to neuroticism of about 0.6. And neuroticism is very much the key factor, within certain nuances, of the kind of person that politically you're going to be. So the heritability, let's say 60%. That still means there's 40% of a child's future political orientation that is going to be a matter of environment, things like intelligence, but also things like personality. So you have to ask yourself, what is the kind of environment that creates a neurotic personality, and what is the kind of environment that creates a mentally stable personality? Well, I looked at this in my article in Medical Hypotheses many years ago. It's with Guy Madison, Spare the Rod and Spoil the Group's Cultural Fitness, Conditions Under Which Corporal Punishment Leads to Detrimental and Beneficial Outcomes. Now, I'm not advocating corporal punishment. Do you hear that, woke people, who always confuse a person asserting a fact with a person asserting a value? Fact-value conflation, we've talked about this. I am simply stating what the research indicates. And let us give corporal punishment as an example of strict parenting. They have done longitudinal studies, many longitudinal studies, and in what we do here, we control for the genetics of the parents, because obviously mentally unstable parents are more likely to just hit and beat and whatever their kids. And what is found is that if the child is severely beaten, or if the child is subject to, you know, the capricious violence of its parent, i.e. an unstable ecology, or basically just an ecology in which the child is frightened all the time and brutalised and, you know, beaten and it's just horrible, then that is, of course, going to set the child up for the idea that the world is a nasty, unstable, uncaring place. That is going to make the child individually oriented in the sense of the five moral foundations that we all have. We all have group-oriented foundations because we're a pack species, of obedience to authority, of sanctity versus disgust, to drive that which is dangerous for the group out of the group, and for in-group loyalty. And then as people that are low down in the group, it's in your interest to be in favour of harm avoidance because it involves harm avoidance to you, and in favour of equality because then you get more of the pie. So people that are evolved to an unstable ecology, to a live fast, die young ecology, are going to be individualistic. There's no point creating bonds. I mean, the person could be killed randomly the next moment. And they're going to be on edge with a strong need to fight and so forth. So this is basically high negative feelings, a highly neurotic kind of person. So if you bring a person up without love, without a feeling of stability, without a feeling of warmth, without a feeling that they're cared for, then they won't develop a clear sense of their own place in the world. They will be angry, anxious, unhappy people, and those people will therefore, of course, see the world as a frightening and dangerous place, and they'll be more likely to be mentally unstable. What if you do the opposite? What if your attitude towards parenting is totally laissez-faire? You let the child do whatever they want. You don't really care about them. You just let them basically bring up themselves. Well, again, then their response is a child needs to be brought up. A child needs boundaries. A child needs to be directed. It's very frightening for a child. You're basically parentalising the child if you make it bring itself up. It's very frightening for the child. That it overwhelms it. It can't deal with that. It needs to be to feel that the world is a loving and stable place in which it is lovingly raised. So again, if you do that, utterly laissez-faire parenting, basically neglectful parenting, then that again teaches the child that nobody cares about it. The world is an unstable, dangerous, unpredictable place. And the result of that, of course, is particularly if it's disciplined capriciously, the result of that is a mentally unstable child. Now, another way of raising the child, of course, is to just spoil it. So there's no discipline. You just do whatever the child wants, you do it. You just do it. There's no discipline. There's no boundaries. There's, in a sense, no order. The child is utterly spoilt. You just do whatever the child wants. This also seems to manifest an absolute lack of... So not neglectful. I mean, you're looking after it and whatever, but an absolute lack of discipline. This also, according to the research, seems to result in a mentally unstable child because the child is not taught to cope with negative things happening to it. It doesn't develop coping mechanisms to deal with negative things, with being stood up to, with someone being nasty to it. You've cosseted it all its life. Nothing bad has ever happened to it. Ever. And so it's not taught to deal with the harshness of the world. And so therefore, when it comes to breaking away from you and actually dealing with the harshness of the world, it can't deal with it. You have basically literally brought up a narcissist who thinks it's perfect and thinks it's wonderful and utterly entitled and simply can't cope with all of the bad things that will happen to it because you can't protect it forever. And if you had taught it that, no, certain things are wrong and things that are wrong are punished, then it would have to have come up with psychological mechanisms to cope with that. And it would have to have realised that it's not the centre of the universe and it's not perfect. And therefore, it would have developed a clear and more healthy sense of self and more healthy relationship with the world. So those children are mentally unstable as well. The studies find that the children that come out as the most mentally stable are those that are subjected in this study, remember, it was corporal punishment, but presumably it can be transposed to any kind of punishment, to moderate and predictable corporal punishment in the context of a broadly loving and stable relationship. So this is what you would call parenting. It's not authoritarian, but it's parenting with a degree of authority, in which the child is raised to understand that certain things are right and certain things are wrong, that there are certain boundaries that it must not cross, and that when it does cross those boundaries, it is punished, and predictably so. It knows, it's not punished with, to the caprice of an angry parent who's emotionally unstable.
Are you ready for the future of the West?